The Gist. Again and again, Jared Younger has looked far and wide for treatments for ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and Gulf War illness. His goal always is to find drugs that can tamp down the neuroinflammation he's found in these illnesses. He's assessed dextromethorphan, uncovered botanicals that may help in Gulf War illness, discovered a more powerful form of LDN that I believe he's currently testing, and has a psilocybin fibromyalgia trial underway. His greatest impact, though, may come from a drug called nalmefene, which he's currently attempting to get funding for. Low-dose nalmefene does something similar to LDN, but may be much more effective. It has increased bioavailability, hits more points in the brain, lasts longer in the body, and appears to be much more effective at turning down the receptors that turn the microglial cells in the brain on. Younger noted that only full-dose nalmefene is available in the U.S. and elsewhere. He warned that the current dose of nalmefene offered is so high that it will probably block your endogenous opioid pain system and give you malaise and feelings of lowness, both of which we already have enough of. He recommended waiting until the trial results, which will attempt to find the proper dose, are in. More and more treatment options are appearing. Recent possibilities include monoclonal antibodies, checkpoint inhibitors, baricitinib, new antivirals such as encitrelvir, multiple antivirals, nicotine patches, and stellate ganglion blockades. There's the capnography machine Dr. Nadelson recently found that patients can use to improve CO2 levels and relieve fatigue, and the recent successful inspiratory trial, which provides an easy way to improve breathing and potentially oxygenation. Most of these are not game changers, and we're still not seeing interest from the big pharmaceutical companies or large clinical trials, except from the RECOVER initiative. But we are seeing more possibilities pop up. An interesting one showed up in a case report that reported a treatment-resistant woman with osteoporosis responded extraordinarily well to a combination of low-dose naltrexone and rapamycin. Given the increased rate of osteoporosis found in fibromyalgia and the strong likelihood that it's increased in ME/CFS as well, given the lack of exercise possible, an easy way to improve bone density would be a big deal indeed. On the long COVID low-dose naltrexone front, several methodologically challenging studies suggest that LDN may be helpful in long COVID, and a more rigorous one is underway.